It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, November 1st, 2019. Today's the birthday of Polish-born American novelist and playwright Sholem Aske, born in 1880 in Kutno, Poland, then in the Russian Empire. He was perhaps the most controversial and one of the most widely known writers in modern Yiddish literature. One of the 10 surviving children of a poor family, he was educated at Kutno's Hebrew school. In 1899, he went to Warsaw, and in 1900, he published his highly praised first story, written, as was the cycle that followed, in Hebrew. On the advice of Yiddish writer Isaac Peretz, he subsequently decided to write only in Yiddish. His tales, novels, and plays fill 29 volumes in a collected Yiddish edition published from 1929 to 1938. By their vitality and vigorous naturalism, his works attracted a sizable readership in Europe and the United States, and were soon widely translated. Unlike his great Yiddish predecessors, Aske was fortunate in having inspired translators, among them Edwin and Willa Muir and Morris Samuel, through whom his work would later enter the literary mainstream. His writings fall into three periods. In the first, he described the tragicomedy of life in small Eastern European Jewish towns, torn between devotion to traditional Jewishness and the urge toward modern emancipation. He visited the United States in 1910, returned there in 1914, and became a naturalized citizen in 1920. To this period belong novels that describe the cultural and economic conflicts experienced by Eastern European Jewish immigrants to America. Throughout his career, he spent much time in Europe and made long visits to Palestine. In the last period, most controversial of all, he attempted to unite Judaism and Christianity by emphasizing their historical, theological, and ethical connections. Aske spent most of the last 2 years of his life at Bat Yam near Tel Aviv in a house that the mayor had invited him to build, but he died in London at his desk writing. Had he died 2 or 3 decades earlier, his funeral would have drawn massive crowds. However, due to the controversies associated with him, it was instead a small service and in London. His house in Israel is now the Sholem Aske Museum. The bulk of his library, containing rare Yiddish books and manuscripts, as well as the manuscripts of some of his own works, is housed at Yale University. Although many of his works are no longer read today, his best writings have proved to be standards of Jewish and Yiddish literature. Many of his father figures are inspired by his own father, Moses, an innkeeper and cattle dealer. He also adopted much of his own philosophy from that of his father, such as his love for humanity and his concern for Jewish-Christian reconciliation. He summed up his father's faith as love of God and love of neighbor. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 1st, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.